This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having an outstanding day as we're off and running here on your home of the Cowboys and home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Now, it is a ways off, but Jared Sandler is going to join us coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, recap everything going on with the Rangers and all the top stories as we sit 2 weeks, 2 days away from opening day. General at your service. There's Brian Bros, former Cowboy scout, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control. You do have Eric Chiafalo here. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How you boys doing today?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Doing good. Hanging tough.
Yeah.
On a toxic Tuesday, man, where the Cowboys are signing. Are they doing bits? Signing their long snapper. They wait till today, too, so they can be the one team who did nothing yesterday. It's kind of funny. Yeah. They're trying to tick me off. I'm not going to let them do it.
Nah.
Can't. I'm having a great day.
Yeah. It is all good, man. I mean, we have a lot of good sports stuff going on, Brian. Can't focus on the negative too much more.
Did they put too much pressure on themselves for this draft then? Have they put too much pressure after what happened to them last year in the draft?
There's no question they have, Broadus. Absolutely. And they can, I mean, to the they're point, always putting too much pressure on themselves when it comes to the draft, but this year even more so because of how bad it was for them last year. But the way they team build, they're always saying this is the one way that we are going to improve our team. So in what is one of the biggest crapshoots in all of sports, this is what we're going to depend on. So it's always high pressure, but this year even more so.
See, to me, I always like the flexibility of the draft, you know, the ability to kind of move around the board but they've just got to now draft needs, right?
I mean, I wouldn't set the bar too high, Brian. They just need to find a great tackle at 24, which by itself is a really, really tough challenge for year one. And then a great center in round two and a runner then in round three or day three. So I would say
linebacker.
But this whole draft is really
quite the laundry list over there.
You got to nail this thing.
You losing Gilmore, you might need a corner, folks.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. Is it now to the point where they're going to go in there and just going to have to hit needs every pick? It's not even going to be about the best available players and things like that we like to talk about.
Yeah.
It
could set up either way. They could either look at it like we need these positions to contend, or it's the quiet rebuild of guys. We got to get back taking best available.
I think you're onto this rebuild thing.
Yeah.
I think I was on, you know, I know I did the draft show this morning. We talked about it over there at DallasCowboys.com. And, you know, without saying it, they're looks like they're rebuilding this team.
Yeah. And I like it because, you know, Mike McCarthy really wanted to run the ball last year. Tony Pollard, what was the stat yesterday? He was number two in the NFL in yards after contact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have holes. None. So you're like, hey, we were good at pass protecting, but we couldn't run the ball for crap. So let's get rid of our old tackle and let's get rid of our weak center. And we are going to prioritize making a great offensive line that we can be balanced behind. you know, and hopefully great scheme is coming along with that. Hopefully another great young runner is coming through the draft eventually. And if they nail all four of those things, I believe they could contend next year. There's still going to be enough good players on defense. The passing game is going to be outstanding. All you need is a dominant, like, top five running game. And now when teams play those junk defenses against Dak that totally sabotage the Cowboys' offense, you can just turn around and run the ball. And if you can do that for 4.5 or 5 in January, this team could absolutely be in the Super Bowl next year. It is a high degree of difficulty to get all those things done in one offseason, well, but I'm not going to rule it out.
Well, the way you just explained it, though, it's workable.
Yeah.
It's okay. Then you don't think they're rebuilding.
Well, they are rebuilding because they are not keeping their players. They are not throwing a bunch of money. But in the NFL, the line between pretty good
right.
and outstanding. This is a Cowboys rebuild.
Sure.
In 11, 12, and 13, they did it. They let all their offensive linemen go. They didn't. I mean, Brady James and Keith Brooking were gone. Terrence Newman was gone.
Sure.
Flo Zell was gone. Kozer was gone. Everybody was gone all of a sudden. But they drafted well enough, getting Tyron and Travis and Zach in that era where they were able to play for the playoffs in week 17. Each one of those years, the last game of the season was for the playoffs. And if they, I think if they can do that again, then they can, you know, be rebuilding with that Jerry wink of we're still contending. Every game is must-see for the Cowboys. They'll never wave the white flag entirely, but I think they're scaling back their team building. The good news about the NFL and specifically this NFC is the line is so thin that if they do nail those four things, get a linebacker, you don't have to totally give up on the idea of winning a couple of playoff games next year.
Kind of feel like, though, that they'll always, and I've said this before, that they're always going to be good enough because they'll let them draft.
Yeah.
But I think you're asking a lot now. I think now, after coming off a year where they didn't have particularly a good draft that helped them this season, now maybe these kids will help them next year coming up. But I think there's now just a immense amount of pressure on Will McClay and these scouts to set that board and make sure that every one of those guys that they draft play.
I mean, you saw how bad they looked against Miami, you know, and that was that without Tyron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, now you face that reality of that being your normal. I'd say 9 wins right now. That'd be my prediction. And whether that gets you a wild card spot or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a fair place to put it before you know, obviously, what's going to go down with the draft here. They do have enough holes at some premium spots when you consider left tackle and center, potentially corner. I mean, those are going to be tough things to be able to fill all in just a draft. So I think if you're setting the line, you're probably looking at, is it 8.5, 9.5? That's about where it probably sits for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is a chance because great players happen in the 20s. It's hard to find a tackle there, but maybe they get a center there and maybe their second round, you know, turns into a great running back and maybe Awesome Richards or somebody internally has a great offseason of work and they show up and maybe they aren't the best in the passing game. I think Dak can help mitigate that. But if you're a great athlete that can get off the line and go get some of these edge players and open up holes, I think that'd be my priority right now. If I'm the Cowboys, I feel like Dak's at a point in his career where he can handle some extra pressure. Let's get young, powerful athletes that can fire off that ball, knock people in the dirt, and open up some holes. We have more than enough passing game. I feel like, especially with, you know, CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson, the tight end, still having Cooks. I think this passing game is going to be good enough. And I tell you what, once you get the defense to respect your running game, you will get the best of Dak Prescott. You know, that could be an MVP type of season. Okay, speaking of MVP type seasons, another triple-double for Luka Doncic. Great win for the Mavs.
Blitzed them right from the jump.
Yeah.
I mean, that game was over in the first. You know, the Mavs did a great job.
40-16 or 44-16?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it was clean. It was a clean start.
Chicago was horrible on defense. They were horrible shooting the ball. Your centers played really well in the game. They continued the streak with, consecutive baskets made. Luka continues to do, you know, get those guys involved. But, yeah, they blitzed them from the jump. The Bulls had no shot in that one last night.
Yeah, the Mavs start clean. And Istok Franco noted in that first quarter, the Mavs had 10 assists offensively, 0 turnovers.
Yeah.
It was just, hey, we're crisp here. We're rocking, we're rolling. We're not going to let the Bulls have any life here. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Mavs need to do against teams like that. so that you don't have to worry about playing late into the fourth quarter with guys like Luka.
Well, Luka got a long break in that second quarter, and the Mavs didn't necessarily start it off very well, the shooting and all that, but he got to sit out for almost 7 minutes in that second quarter, so I think that helped him a little bit.
Yeah, an incredible shooting display from Lively and Gafford, 21 of 22.
Yeah.
Daniel has now not missed a shot in 28 attempts, and seven from the record from Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
You know, the only down spot in the game was Luka was out there in the fourth quarter trying to get to 30. His streak of the 30-point and the 35-point triple-doubles come to an end.
Right.
Finished with 27 points on the night. Okay, two of the best teams in the NHL this evening at the AACA. They're going to host the Panthers. The Stars will. Stars defense stepping up big time recently. 12 goals allowed the last five games. Everything to coming together at the right time with 16 games remaining in the season. It'll end April 16th. They are now atop the division by 2 points over Winnipeg once again, second in the conference, 2 points behind Vancouver. And the Panthers are the number one team in the East. It's a hell of a showdown tonight.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. It'll be some outstanding. And like I say, the Stars have kind of figured some things out with their – they play with a lot of youth at certain positions, so some veteran savvy type players as well, good mix with their lines. And, you know, they're holding up well enough in the net. Yeah, they've gave up some goals. The West Coast swing really, really helped them, though. A big victory, as we talked about, in San Jose, coming back and getting those points. And then you take care of the Ducks and the Kings. That's a good way to kind of get yourself going the right way.
Now you're home for a nice stretch here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but this will be a really great test between the Stars and the Panthers tonight because, yeah, the Panthers are on a legit tear right now.
Yeah.
So this is a ton of fun, and I saw the Stars are going to be playing in Finland next year. So they've announced a couple of overseas teams getting to go show off a little bit, and the Stars are one of those. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is great, man. And salute to everybody involved in there. I know it's going to be a big homecoming and very exciting for a handful of their players.
Yep.
Ravens are going to sign Derrick Henry. Sources say Patrick Queen leaving the Ravens to join the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Texans are trading for Joe Mixon. Chief will have more detail and analysis of these stories a little bit later on as we get you the NFL news of the day at 3 o'clock and football's finest at 5. Okay, 2-1-4, this team is cooked. The draft is going to help that. 817, who allows Gavin to do this for a living? Bad take after bad take. Stick to Little League girl soccer. You're almost impossible to listen to. Just extend the KMC show.
He hit you with a buddy in there, too.
Okay. Yeah, just stick to Little League girls soccer, buddy. All right.
If he'd have called you sport or champ,
yeah,
I'd have had more respect. But when you use that buddy term, you don't text in anymore, please. Use a champ or a sport. If you want to direct it at me, I won't see it because I'm not going to see your comments.
That's true.
How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have an issue with? I picked him to win 9 games.
Yeah.
I picked the Cowboys to win 9 games. I said it's not impossible because this team drafts well, especially with offensive linemen.
They do a good
that
job.
That you nail tackle and center. Yep. Now you can run the ball.
Yep.
Dak was what, third in MVP voting? Did I say if you win the MVP, you're Patrick Mahomes? No. I said you could win the MVP, but that doesn't mean a lot. Lamar Jackson can't really have success in the playoffs, keeps winning MVPs.
Yeah.
Okay? So trust me, I got this, okay?
Now, shut up!
817, if you want to like fire off some of your takes since they're so great, I'd be happy to read them.
Yeah.
But just attacking me and generically saying bad takes, it's kind of weird, man.
Put your name on it too, by the way, so we can determine whether you need to be taken seriously or not.
We'll make you famous.
Yeah, we'll make you famous.
Laugh my ass off, bro. Gavin, at first you were all in, now you're all back out, and then you're all back in. Well, I was just providing scenarios, you know? Like, I'm not foolish enough to think, maybe you are foolish enough to believe that whatever answer you come up on probabilities is 100% true, right? You're like, oh, here's what I think is going to happen, so I 100% believe this. I'm painting a picture, okay? With the Cowboys' approach to team building, I think their chances of winning a Super Bowl in any given year, even with a great playoff roster, is probably under 2%, okay? But I also think that at some point, because of how well they draft and how bad the NFC is, maybe Mahomes and Burrow both get hurt in the same year. You know, maybe you draft so well and you have the arrival of Schoonmaker and Mozzie Smith in the same offseason. of improvement. And now, you know, you're looking like a contender. We can't predict the future. You know, all we can do is talk about how things could be different. So in a day where everybody is incredibly negative about Cowboys team building, all I'm doing is saying, hey, we can't be totally sure. There is that glimmer of hope out there that maybe the blind squirrels known as Jerry and Stephen Jones can find the damn nut. You know, we don't have to give up all hope, just the majority of it, you know.
They're not going to have a better chance. They're not going to have a better
chance. Yes, it makes sense. And the max hope, though, being one playoff win.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, best case scenario, in a perfect world, everything, you know, the stars align, and you can win a singular playoff game. Hopefully it's against one of these teams who wins their division. That's such a bad division, and now you're playing a sub-500 team in the playoffs. It's not really a playoff team, and you can go ahead and fool yourself and be like, hey, we won the playoff game. That's your best-case scenario.
But they've already done that. Give me a good running game. Give me the ability to stop the run, which I don't think is impossible.
I don't think it's impossible for, I guess, good. But ultimately, even when they've had good running games or a good defense, we know what happens when it's all said and done.
Right.
At best, perfect case scenario, you win a playoff game. And that is not likely. When you're showing up to AT&T Stadium and getting lambasted the way you did versus Green Bay,
yeah.
I mean, it's unfortunate that you're trying to dig up hope somewhere.
You'd be looking for like all rookie team tackle.
Yeah, you know? Would have to ace things in such a way just to hopefully win the one playoff game.
Yeah. G Bag of the Day is coming up.
But we can talk about extending a KMC masterpiece. I can get here at 3 o'clock. I'm telling you.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
We can negotiate on that one.
Just,
if that's what you want.
I love it.
We can get here at 3 o'clock.
Actually, I'm up for contract negotiation right now. I'm going to hit spittle with that after the show.
Yeah.
It is technically the midday day part, so I think it is theirs.
That's what they're asking for.
It's their real estate.
That's what they're asking for.
That's right.
We're generous. We'll give it to them.
Yeah, you know, this is the Tolo's radio station. You know, we just work here. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. In light of recent news, what could the Cowboys still do at runner if they were so inclined? That's next right here, the G-Bag Nation. On your home of the Cowboys and World Series champs, 105 through the fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a great day. Great news for El Tree. Mexican national soccer team is going to face Canada Tuesday, September 10th at AT&T Stadium as part of El Tri's annual tour in the U.S. The match fits the FIFA international match calendar. September 10th, AT&T Stadium, going to get to go watch your soccer team. And probably some Canadians here, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah, an opportunity.
Yep.
Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel. Go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks and DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333 or go online to truckwreck.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Okay. The Jones boys are in town. That is some good news that we can pass along to you.
Yeah.
Maybe they have adjusted their spring break schedule or I don't know, maybe the kids are old enough that they're not doing that whole thing like they have been for years. So I think that is, good news. They have not used that extra time to do much of substance still yet, but they did secure the free agent long snapper Trent Sieg. Person familiar with the deal told the morning news. So as we passed along earlier, they are on the board now.
They're on the board.
Brian, and I think it's a valid question from Chief. Are they doing a bid here?
Yeah, dude. Because yesterday you could have easily done your long snapper deal yesterday, and then we wouldn't all be able to run with the fact that you were the one team in all of football that decided against making a single transaction yesterday. But they're like, no, we're going to hold off. We got this thing in the back pocket. We're going to let the calendar flip to March 12th, and then we'll punch this one in. Just so we can, I guess, get their laughs off. And it's pretty good.
It is. It's hilarious. They got to be like Gian and Ahan and back slapping in there.
They're going to love this. Watch. Long snapper re-signed.
These guys think they know football. We know what we need to do here. 903, Gavin, you sound like Jerry talking, pal. We had the easiest chance this year. And I know. And here's what happened is when the Rangers won the World Series, that was one of the rare times where I've been like, they have no chance. And then the Rangers won. So I'm trying to give myself an out here. Is it a 1% chance? Is it a 0.1% chance? I don't know, buddy. But I appreciate you listening to the show. And thank you for the interaction there out of the 903. What can the Cowboys do at running back now, guys? The news came down last night, said Cowboys Twitter ablaze again. They were in the mix for running back Zach Moss. But 4.5 was a little too rich for their blood. Was that fine with you when that came out, Chief? Is that still under your over your threshold?
Yeah, I mean that's one of those deals where I think we came with the numbers yesterday based on the current salary cap and the percentage of the cap that your running back can really be accounting for if you want to win a Super Bowl is like 2%. So with the cap being what it is, you're looking at a $5 million running back being about the top dollar that you'd be willing to go based on the track record of the last 12 or 13 Super Bowl champions and how they've allocated their resources to the position. So based on that, Zach Moss would qualify, but he's also like, is he worth that? I wouldn't necessarily say so. Like, I'm not upset that that's a deal that they passed on, per se.
Yeah, I kind of got the feeling when we heard through Michael Gelkin's report, probably an agent talking to Michael and, you know, kind of giving...
Doing a hell of a job, Mike.
Michael's doing a great job. And I just wondered, when they got to four, they had to step back. So I know that we had a Krusty's Corner where we spent about $3 million on a back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in the ballpark here. Yeah. You know, we were starting to think, I know you guys were talking about Foreman and some others that potentially could be. On the draft show this morning, we went through all the college running backs, and it's a pretty nice class. Doesn't have the top of the round like last year was, but it's a pretty good group if you could find a guy and then find the complementary piece that goes along with. I think it's doable here. So to hear that they were out of the Zach Moss at $4 million, okay, now I understand you got $3 million to spend on a running back, and here we go, and try and find one of those guys, and then turn around and address this with a guy that doesn't come off the field, pretty good pass protector, catches the ball well. And then if you pair him with another guy, he's going to be just fine running the ball. There's some guys you can make bell cow guys in this draft. I think Benson from Florida State is a bell cow guy. But if you're interested in Blake Corum from Michigan, I think you have to split him with a guy. So there's ways that they can go about addressing this. And, you know, they didn't have to spend $4 or $5 million on a guy.
And Foreman's still out there. You know, there's other veterans that are out there. I just think of, you know, when they moved on from DeMarco Murray, and after that, it was like McFadden and Randall, and I think they're going to try to go super budget like that again. I do genuinely believe that if you want to win big, you're at some point going to have to pay premium to get players that plug needs with difference-making guys, and you're like, wow, that's 30% more than we'd hope to spend at this position. But if you want to win it, you have to look honestly at your roster and say, wow, we got to make it a priority and price be damned on what it's going to take to win the bidding for this position or that position. You know, and they look at it from a business perspective where we have an idea of how much we want to spend, and a dollar over that, we're just going to go take our money or our investment elsewhere. You can do that in business because there's always opportunities to put your capital into. But in sports, there's a very finite amount of players that can make you better each time around.
Yeah, I just don't think, you know, you got to have your offensive line in place before you start throwing money around at your running back, you know? So once you have the offensive line in place, then you can start talking about Let's throw some assets at the running back position.
You definitely see the first three picks going that way on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah,
but Derrick Henry, way too expensive. And again, just to reset that report,
all the backs are probably way too expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
Eight to ten, still very much gettable. So congrats to those runners. It's time now for the G bag of the day.
Let's go. Yeah. All right. So our winner so far, day three for this young fellow. I assume it's his first year playing Little League football. He's just trying to play it safe right here. Day three for this fellow.
We got an interview, man. Hey, man, what position you want to play, man?
Safety.
What? Why you chose that position?
Because it sounds safe.
All right, you want to be on the safest place in the field, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to see if we keep you safe, all right? All right, keep working hard, man. Coach, that's your safety, Coach. Yeah, Coach.
I always want a smart kid playing back there at safety, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds safe.
Sounds safe.
I like that, though.
I do, too.
All right.
Future track and field star, sounds like. Track tennis. Yeah.
Governor of Illinois is what he sounds like.
Dawson, can you put some G-Bag of the Day sauce on there for me, sir, please?
Yes, sir. The G-Bag of the Day is the best audio for the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. Hey! Play them all. Vote on which one we like the best. That's your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey! All right. Let's see what I got next for you boys. Oh, former New York Met, my cousin's favorite team, Keith Hernandez.
Oh.
He has no idea that the Mets jersey had a number on the front. That's what he claims. No idea. All these years.
What?
How long was Keith Hernandez a Met?
At least
forever.
A decade. Yeah,
forever.
For damn ever.
Now, Keith, we had this in yesterday's game, too. This is Kellum Clark, number 11, batting. And take a look at the number in the on-deck circle for the Mets. 11.
Oh. I did not notice the number was on that on the stomach side. I did that.
Stomach,
what do you mean?
Side.
The number down. I didn't notice.
But you didn't know that there was a number there?
Yeah. I haven't noticed all spring.
Keith. Keith.
I forget it. Don't pay attention to me.
Mets down to their final strike. 11
That's
on the back, 11
That's
on the front.
Clearly.
Yeah.
We didn't have a number down there when I played.
Yeah, you did.
We did?
No.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Did. Yeah, you did.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I know we have a number on our backs.
Definitely the number on the
do
back.
We?
Yeah, do we?
Jeez. Where's my car?
Jeez. Bro.
Where are they playing? Is this like Arizona or?
They're a Florida team, I believe.
Seattle or?
That's a great question right there.
It's definitely a recreational state.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's just spring training. Why not?
I think he's hanging out with Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah. Oh, little gummy pop.
Yeah.
Keith, you got somebody to drive you home after the game?
Mad Dog is capping out there with that half a gummy.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't believe that.
Yeah,
now.
Just take
I take half, and then I take another half later.
Yeah.
Get out
of here. 5 seconds later.
No, you take two and a half is what he does.
Exactly. Half the bag.
The tolerance goes up at some point.
Yeah, exactly,
like
bro.
Like gummy bears.
Let's see. You want to hear Emmanuel Valdez?
Yeah.
Red Sox player. I think he's an infielder of some sorts. What position do you usually play?
Sounds like a middle infielder to me.
Yeah, Emmanuel Valdez.
Yeah, I think you guys are onto something with that one.
Hitting home runs out there in Dominican Republic.
Todo lo hacen al mismo tiempo. Conecta batazo elevado profundo, se pro derecha la bola, busca distancia. No la busque.
Que
está del otro lado. Tremendo palo para poner, aumentar la ventaja del equipo de Boston 4-0. ¿Quién dijo miedo? Ahí está Boston, señores. Ahí están los medias rojas de Boston.
I want my tongue to roll like that.
Man, that is amazing.
Yeah, sauce.
It's great. It is sauce.
Just saucy.
Knew a gal whose tongue rolled like that.
Hey, hey. How did it be your love for me? Tell me what it's going to be. Let's see right here. Let's go to UFC fighter Sugar Shane Mowley. You might be familiar with him. He won over the weekend. And Ryan Garcia said he wanted to fight this UFC fighter in the match, in the ring, in the octagon, or whatever you call it. That's what we should have known, that Ryan Garcia was off his rocker just a little bit. But Sean O'Malley was on Pat McAfee's show on ESPN, dropped all kinds of F-bombs. Oh, my gosh. This is daytime TV, people. This is daytime TV.
Yeah, it sucks. Cutting weight is the worst part about the sport. But the weight cut, with that being said, went perfect as far as, you know,
that means I mastered it. Thank you.
Yeah, I have mastered it. No, the rehydration part went perfect too. That's where a lot of fighters get f***ed up, and they don't rehydrate. They don't refuel right. They f***ing eat too much. They eat what they're not supposed to be eating. They're not drinking the right fluid, and you have a long time to f*** that up, because you weigh in and then you fight way later. You have a long time to keep f***ing that up. You have bubbly guts. You have fart sticks. You have diarrhea. There's so much that can go wrong. I've just got it down to dialed in to where I was feeling f***ing good.
Thank you. Yeah. Proud of you.
I do think that explains what happened to Errol Spence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. He was sick.
He was crushing little Debbie's after he weighed in.
Yeah,
right down
that.
There in those Vegas steakhouses.
I can see that down there in Vegas, bro.
He went to the buffet.
Yeah.
Oh, he hit that that Bacchanal or whatever.
Yeah, oh, man.
Take this right here. Go bring me two of them things back. I'll be right here.
I hope you got the, if you went to the Bacchanal, I hope you got the roasted duck.
Go ahead. Keep your change. Just bring two back for me. Tired as hell.
Dude, we're halfway through Lent now. And I am dialed now, too, with my weight cutting. Hey. My stomach is so trained now.
Look at you.
It doesn't even let me know it's hungry. The reason I know I'm hungry is when my energy gets sapped.
There you go.
You know, I'm like, oh, crap, I probably need some sugar. I better eat.
It's amazing. You sound like a model on Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Or Ozempic.
We work with Bill Nye, the science guy over here.
I haven't eaten in 12 hours. My stomach stopped growling about a week ago.
I feel amazing.
I'm going to reach enlightenment here in a second.
It's called fasting.
Hold me up.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my folks recognizing Ramadan right now. Ramadan.
Salute to you guys.
All right. All right, one more from ESPN, as we named it yesterday, the Emo Sports Network. Dawson was looking at that dude, looking crazy in there. Was that ESPN?
Yeah.
ESPN. Oh, yes. ESPN, yeah.
Right, yeah. The Emo Sports Network right here. Dan Orlovsky, he's all right with me.
So once again, Dan, the potted meat. I mean, are you advising me to try some of this? Should I go out and get some?
I don't love potted meat, but a bologna, I'm telling you, go get some fried bologna, put it on some Wonder Bread.
Let's go.
Okie doke. Well, I've got dinner plans for tonight.
That's what I'm talking about on that Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread, he knows what he's talking about.
Gang of mustard on there, burnt on the ends. Yep. You got to pop the bubble down a little bit.
Yeah, it's curled up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get two of them, boys, you fold them up like tacos when you eat them.
I don't know if Wonder Bread ever got its full appreciation for how amazing it is as far as the softness.
It's for the people.
It's got a great packaging. Oh, the combination they've got going is great.
Top five package. Oh, Wonder Bread?
Yeah, by far.
Is it our football, our young
next
football
to the
safety.
Big tuna?
Yeah.
Is it the Keith Hernandez cut? Manuel Valdez, muy bien there from the home run call.
Muy bien.
Sean O'Malley on the Pat McAfee show, or Dan Orlovsky. I'm going to vote O'Malley, actually, Chief. How about you?
I am as well, bro.
Lucian?
Yes, sir.
Ryan?
I'll give the champ one last vote.
By a score of 3-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Sean O'Malley on the Pat McAfee show talking about his secrets for cutting weight and rehydrating. Okay, we're coming back with Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us, Brad?
Yeah, I've got some of these free agent names, and I wonder if any of these guys will stretch to the Cowboys range. We'll do those guys next.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic daytime. Now for Krusty's Corner. Here he is, the king himself, Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I was going to ask you guys a real quick question. You ever been at a gas station and
a few times.
And somebody like asked you to put gas in their car?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you done that before?
Yes.
I'm not asking like, hey, would you put the gas in the car for me? Like, would you help
just
me?
Just swipe the card.
Would you please help me pay for the gas?
Yes. Yeah, it's happened. It's actually happened like maybe too many times. I feel like there's like, they look at me and they just know, oh, I got this guy. I got him.
Yeah.
But the thing that I always want to do is make sure I see them drive off. Because my concern is like, I don't mind. Hey, I'll put a few bucks, whatever the deal is.
Right.
But then when I see you, I want to see you drive off because I don't want you doing some weird coming back to the pump and scamming my card that I just swiped or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if that's even real, but it sounds like people are able to hack these things these days. So I just want to watch you drive off after I've put the gas in there so I know I'm not getting bleeped with here. But it happens quite a bit. Right outside the station here. You get gas right here.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I don't like the hustle that they're trying to pull off as far as it being like a lie usually. Yeah. You know, like, I'm very generous with giving money to people that ask for it.
Sure.
But with the gas thing, they're usually like, man, I just got caught. I got a gas can. My family's in the car down the street. And I'm like, I prefer to give money to people that need it when they're honest. So if I feel like you're working this gas station with this fake gas can in your hand, because I've seen them run in there and then they try to get like a refund from the store. You know, they're running some kind of a scam trying to get cash usually.
Okay.
So I guess maybe there will be an opportunity where somebody is genuinely needing it at that gas station. Uh-huh. And my personal experience is most of them are scamming liars. And I prefer the person just with their cup out that's like, give me money for beer, man.
Yeah, sure. That's my guy right there.
Yeah.
So Lucius,
that's what I'm hooking up right there. You come to me with a story. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. See, you can be scamming. Yeah. Especially if you're just in the parking lot walking around. It's kind of weird, bro. Yeah.
I had a lady in her car today. I was over by the Star, and I was filling up and at a Valero station. And she was parked, and she was in a car like a, you know, Escape, a Ford Escape or something like that. And she had, like, she was in the dog grooming business is what she was in, or taking care of dogs. And she kind of half rolled down the window, and she had all these dachshunds. These dogs were just
dachshunds. Yeah.
Yeah. All over.
Had a half dachshund as a kid.
This might've been my grandma.
Just all over. Just like, and she's like, sir, could you please help me? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. And she goes, I'm trying to get back to New Mexico. And I went, oh, okay. And she's like, I got this trip. I'm sorry.
You got a long way to go, lady, to be asking for it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, and her car being small enough, I put like $30 in her car. So I, you know,
get her to Wichita Falls.
You probably filled her up.
I did. It filled up. I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I got a limit here. I'm going to go to $35 is what I said. And it filled up at $30. And I was kind of sitting there, and then, you know, she's like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much and all that. There's times where I don't know if I'm doing good or if I'm not helping some. And by helping some, I'm not helping them. You know, am I giving somebody money to get more alcohol and they're an alcoholic? Or
I think
drugs?
Chances are with that gal, you're in good shape.
But, yeah, she was an older lady, and she just was like, I'm just trying to get back. And she was, the car said New Mexico license plate. She had her little business on the side.
Business ain't doing well.
The dogs are just all over the car, you know, and I just kind of looked at her like, I find myself helping females far more than men. I don't know. I just feel like it's rough.
It's the sugar daddy in you.
No, it's rough out there for them.
I got money.
I just feel like it's rough for them.
Yeah, no.
It's just a,
yes.
That's the problem I have. But anyway,
there's mad scams out there, man. I've seen the boot on the car scam. Like, they put a boot on your tire.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you'll go out there like, oh my gosh, there's a boot. I didn't even know I parked wrong. And then just a random dude will walk up to you and be like, hey, man, I can take those off for like $25, $50, or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Oh, wow. Like, you can take it off? Yeah, I can get it off.
It just
there.
So happens.
He put it on there.
I have a very specific skill set.
Yeah.
And as luck would have it, I'm here in this moment to serve you, sir.
That's just crazy.
But I cannot do it for free.
I seen that in Deep Ellum. I seen him. I was like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing, bro.
I didn't know if that happened to you guys a lot, where people ask you for gas and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like, okay, I'm going to try and help you, ma'am. Here we go. That's kind of thing.
So I think you did the right thing.
Thank you.
I mean, if you can eat 30, don't worry about it.
Yeah. That's,
if you can eat it, don't worry about it.
Yeah. I just, like I said, I figured, you know what? Hey, maybe it does help her. Maybe it did help her get to where she needed to go.
I feel like you were inspired by your own son, Bennett Broaddus, and what he did to pay it forward yesterday, and you're like, you know what?
He
challenge.
Yeah. Challenge.
I did not feel worthy of my own son. How about that? All right. Let me ask you this about this free agency. Are there guys?
No.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like that maybe that you might get Tyron Smith back? Tyron Smith, not a day one, kind of getting through day two here. Are people not going to say, oh, yeah, we appreciate Tyron Smith and how he played, but we don't want to put up with the no practice, and we don't want to put up with maybe missing three games. We don't want to pay him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility that after maybe this time next week that we hear Tyron Smith has come back to the Dallas Cowboys?
I've felt that way since the news came out. Like, I wonder how much of this is just, hey, we're kind of negotiating. It's a little bit, we're not just going to give in to whatever it is that Tyron wants. Tyron's going to use his leverage to say, okay, I am a left tackle. I am off the best season that I've had in the last few years, so I'd like to see what's out there, but maybe there's not much of a market for him for all the reasons you just mentioned. Like, you got to be comfortable with paying a left tackle whatever it is that he wants and him missing at least three games, and there's a chance he only plays in three games.
Yeah.
So, and then with all the practice and stuff like that, like you said, I think there's a real chance he could be back.
Yeah, I do too. I think there's, at this point, there's a pretty good chance. I wouldn't put it over 50%, but, you know, I do wonder what Tyron's reaction is going to be. You know, am I thinking retirement, and am I thinking wait until this summer till somebody gets desperate after the draft? I don't know how Tyron reacts to it, you know, because if the Cowboys weren't giving him something that he liked before, maybe it is time to sail off after a successful season.
I think he's kind of in a bad spot as we speak today just because of how many offensive tackles there are in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think everybody's looking at that and they're saying, well, maybe we don't want to pay the guy that doesn't practice and doesn't miss games and stuff like that. Do you have any hope of the guys? There's guys left on this board, like a Danielle Hunter.
No.
Armstead,
I don't have any hope.
Armstead. Okay. Is there a point in time where any of these guys, like I mentioned, Hunter, Armstead, Tyron Smith we talked about, Chase Young, you know, the Cowboys have lost some edges here. Is there any thought that some of those guys could fall far enough that the Cowboys could be in the market for one of them?
Not the way I see it. I mean, unless these guys really drop, if you're dropping under $5 million, I mean, historically the Cowboys aren't paying more than $5 or $6 million for a free agent, no matter who it is. I think the last time they did it was for Greg Hardy. You got to go back to what, 2015? So they're just not doing it.
Yeah, you're not looking at any players, I think, that have any sort of name recognition or most likely were first-round picks. You know, those guys continue to cost money. I think it's got to be well under five even, probably under $2 million bucks for the way this thing is trending. I do not believe they have any interest in really going for it with the cap this year. I think they look at this year and next year as them unwinding a lot of their, you know, contracts from the past, and they need to take a breather on the team building. I think the good news is they still have a number of good players, right? What is it, still 8 or 9 guys that made the Pro Bowl last year that are going to be here?
So no shot at a DJ Reader, defensive tackle, no shot at a Devin White, linebacker.
No.
That if the number, you don't think their number's ever going to get low enough to where the Cowboys could play in this?
Maybe Reader's. You know, maybe DJ Reader, because he's a one tech, and it's not like you're throwing crazy money oftentimes for a guy who's a little bit older, I think, as well. So maybe him, but and then I guess potentially Devin White, because linebackers aren't getting paid that much. Like, we'll talk about what Patrick Queen just got here in a few minutes, but it's not like he's getting the close to $20 million a year that everybody thought he was going to get. Right. So the linebacker market is interesting with how low it is, and so maybe you could sneak one of those type of dudes in. I was thinking maybe a Bobby Wagner. You know, something like that.
You know what they're thinking internally, though? We got to repay all these guys. We got to pay all these guys that are coming up, including Dak.
Yeah, I think that's the big concern right now. So, all right, guys, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. There he goes, Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40. Was that a tease for the NFL News of the Day, Chief?
Yes, and what happens next with this big-name quarterback next year in the nation?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.